Alaska State Troopers report a Pitkus Point man died over the weekend in a snow machine accident. KYUK's Mark Earhart reports.
On Saturday, Troopers spokesperson Beth Ibsen says 37-year-old Daryl Hunt was traveling along the Andrevsky River on a 2013 Ski-Doo snow machine when he was fatally injured.
It came to a right-hand curve in the river, and instead of going on the trail and turning around the curve, he went straight off the trail and went for about 200 yards and then hit about 4 feet tall cut bank.
Hunt was leading two others on a single snow machine on a caribou hunting trip. The accident happened about 52 miles up the North Fork of the Andrevsky.
When the two others on the other snow machine came upon him, he was unresponsive, wasn't talking, wasn't breathing, so they performed CPR on him for about 15 to 20 minutes. And when that wasn't successful, they wrapped him in a tarp, put him on the sled that Daryl had been towing, and then rode back to St. Mary's.
St. Mary's is located about 5 miles northeast of Pitkus Point. Hunt was pronounced deceased upon arrival. He was reportedly traveling upwards of 45 miles per hour at the time of the crash. But Ibsen says Hunt's snow machine was not badly damaged.
There was a bent bar in the back and just some scrapes on the snow machine. You know, the brakes worked, the steering was fine. You know, the lack of damage is also puzzling too. So, you know, because he hit the bank and really that was it.
Ibsen says troopers are still unclear as to why Hunt drove straight into the cut bank. The two men with Hunt did say they had previously stopped and consumed alcohol. Troopers will not know if Hunt was intoxicated at the time of his death until a toxicology report is filed. His body was sent to the state medical examiner's office in Anchorage for an autopsy. In Bethel, I'm Mark Earhart.